You've probably heard this part of the history of WTAW, but now outside the newly renovated Kyle Field, there is a Texas Historical Commission marker that was planted in 2005. And it talks about the early play-by-play radio broadcast of a college football game. And here's what it says. In 1920, David J. Finn and other Texas A&M electrical engineering students attempted to broadcast the football game at Oklahoma A&M via ham radio. When the plan failed, they used a telephone backup, relaying game updates to fans gathered in the Texas A&M Stock Judging Pavilion. The following year, students at the campus wireless station 5XB planned to transmit live play-by-play accounts of the conference championship game against the University of Texas. William A. Tolson and other students overcame technical difficulties to make the broadcast possible. They ran lines from the Kyle Field press box to a transmitter at Bolton Hall and borrowed equipment from the Corps of Cadets Signal Corps. They installed three redundant systems, two connected to the power plant and a battery backup. Harry M. Saunders and the coaching staff devised abbreviations to describe the action and improve transmission speed. TBA45Y, for example, signified Texas ball on the Aggie 45-yard line. On game day, November the 24th, 1921, the broadcast was flawless, with Saunders at the telegraph key. At Station 5XU in Austin, Franklin K. Matuka relayed messages to Longhorn fans seconds after each play. Amateur radio operators across Texas also followed the action. The game ended in a scoreless tie, but A&M became conference champion. The following year, 5XB became WTAW. And several of the students went on to distinguished careers in engineering, broadcast technology, and related fields. Ingenuity and innovation resulted in a pioneering broadcasting accomplishment. That's a Texas Historical Commission marker right outside the east side of Kyle Field. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley for us, for sure. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.